Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phil Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel from Hollywood, California.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with glory's rare. Smiley girls advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Phil Stern.
The 532nd edition of a Colgate Shave Cream sports newsreel. Transcribed and featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Tonight I'm out in Hollywood, California, and our guest tonight here in Hollywood is the horror man of the screen, Boris Karloff. But before you meet Boris Karloff, here is Real One. Tonight, since we're in Hollywood, where men's faces have got to look good, may I ask you a question? Who says you can't get smooth, comfortable shaves that are also fast and easy on your face? Brother, just try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. It's made to order for tough beards and tender skin. It's just what your problem requires, and you can prove it without risk on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture makes Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream a super beard softener. You've never seen whiskers come off so slick or enjoyed a shave so smooth and comfortable. And Colgate Brushless delivers good shaves even in hard or cold water. Try it. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless tomorrow. Use it a week. Then, if you're not completely sold that it's the ideal shave, just return that carton top to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get your dollar pronto. Is it a deal? Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real two. Portrait of three middleweights. This is the strange, incredible story of three middleweight prize fighters. Their names were Kit McCoy, Billy Papke, and Harry Wilson. Two of these middleweights, Kit McCoy and Billy Papke, had been the middleweight champions of the world. The third middleweight, Harry Wilson, was a great fighter, but he was no champion. However, these three fighters, Kit McCoy, Billy Papke, and Harry Wilson, were good friends outside the ring. Such good friends that one day these three fighters went to see a fortune teller. That fortune teller, of course, knew that both Kid McCoy and Billy Papke had been the middleweight champions of the world. But that fortune teller did not know anything about the third prize fighter who came with him, the fighter named Harry Wilson. Nevertheless, that fortune teller made a strange prophecy about these three fighters, Kid McCoy, Billy Papke, and Harry Wilson. For that fortune teller prophesied that the first two of these fighters, the world champions Kid McCoy and Billy Papke, would each kill and be killed by a gun. Strange that a fortune teller should prophesy that both Kid McCoy and Billy Papke would kill and be killed by a gun. However, this strange prophecy began to come true when one day Kid McCoy's wife angrily said to him,
"I hate you. I hate you."
Kid McCoy's answer to that was a pistol shot. Kid McCoy had murdered his wife. Just as years later, he was to turn that gun in his own direction and take his own life. The first part of the fortune teller's prophecy had come true. Kit McCoy had killed and been killed by a gun. But what about the second part of that fortune teller's prophecy? That the same thing would happen to the second world's champion, Billy Papke. Well, it did happen to him, too. For he, too, murdered his wife and then killed himself. So a strange prophecy made by a fortune teller that two champion prize fighters would kill and be killed by a gun came true. But wait a minute. There's still more to this incredible story. For do you remember my telling you that when Kid McCoy and Billy Papke went to see that fortune teller, there was a third prize fighter with them, a prize fighter named Harry Wilson? However, that day, the day that Harry Wilson's fortune was told, he died in an accident. Strange that Harry Wilson should die in an accident the same day that his fortune was told. For this is what the fortune teller told him just before he died. You, my friend, have no future. Reel 3. Part of Friday the 13th.
Oh! is Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, the day when evil spirits march, when ghosts come to life.
When I can speak. Friday the 13th is my day.
Who are you?
I am Boris Karloff. Maybe you've seen me in the movies, generally near midnight, and my ghostly hand is clutching a dagger about to strike.
Wait a minute. I know I'm in Hollywood where there are movie stars galore, but are you really the famous Boris Karloff?
Yes, Bill, I really am. But I don't think that Friday the 13th is jinxed. You know, as a matter of fact, one of the greatest of the writers of all time was buried on a Friday the 13th, and his name was Edgar Allan Poe. Certainly his life wasn't jinxed, for he wrote the greatest murder mystery of all time, The Murders in the Rue Morgue. That's my kind of story.
Thanks, and good evil night, Boris Karloff. Reel 4, Arthur Gary.
Men, you take no risk on this proposition. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. That's right. We guarantee that Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream will give you the smooth, close, comfortable shaves you've always wanted. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream makes a whale of a difference. Helps prevent razor scrape. Lets you shave clean, close, smooth, and leaves your face feeling great.
Tomorrow, get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week. If you're not completely satisfied that it's the shave of shaves, just send me back that carton top, and Colgate will mail you $1. Address, Bill Stern, Cara Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. How's about it? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 5. Part of a memory. Here in Hollywood that's famous for its stars, how would you like to walk down memory lane tonight? Would you like to turn back the years and think of the sports stars of yesteryear? Come on tonight. Let's step out with a memory.
I'm stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the time.
We're stepping out with a memory tonight. Memories of great sports stars. Let's travel back down the baseball trails of yesteryear. I wonder if we'll ever again see stars like those men. Do you remember Detroit's Ty Cobb? And how about Tris Speaker? Ha ha, we've only started. Hey, what about Walter Johnson and John McGraw and Grover Cleveland Alexander? Look, look, why there's old Cy Young. Sure. And how about that great double play combination? Tinkers to Evers to Chance. Hey, they were real ball players then. Yes, sir. And Lou Gehrig and Dizzy Dean and Mickey Cochran and Roger Hornsby, Lefty Grove, Frankie Frisch and Honus Wagner. Sure. Why, look, there's Ed Delahanty, Hank Gowdy and Little Miller Huggins and Home Run Baker and Babe Ruth. Hiya, Babe! Oh, say, give me those old days and those old-time ball players. They were stars, great stars, and I'll never forget them. And you know, that's why I'm stepping out, yeah. I'm stepping out with a memory tonight. Reminiscing while we're missing memories of the great baseball players of yesteryear. And they were great. Ah, but say, we don't just have to remember only ball players now. How about the great boxers out of the past? See how many you remember of them. The great heavyweights, Bob Fitzsimmons and John L. Sullivan. And I wonder if you remember Gentleman Jim Corbett. Not many fighters like him. And back then, when they called a man a champion, it meant something. Do you remember Mickey Walker, the toy bulldog? Remember, how can you forget him? And how about a game little guy from Pittsburgh? I mean, Harry Graben. Let's not forget Tony Canzoneri, Barney Ross, Henry Armstrong. Sure, but those were the days of Benny Leonard, Kid Chocolate, Jimmy McLaren, and don't forget Billy Petrone. Hey, those guys could really fight. How about Johnny Dundee and a guy named Mike McTeague? And let's not forget a pretty fair fighter, a guy named Jack Dempsey. Ha-ha, what memories come flooding back. Come on, stay with us. We're traveling back down memory lane, reminiscing as we go, stepping out with a memory tonight. Let's turn back the years on football, too. Do you remember the great teams around the turn of the century? The first one in this country, it was Michigan's Point a Minute team, remember? They gave America our first great football star, Wee Willie Heston. And then came Jim Thorpe. Remember him and George Gipp and the four horsemen of Notre Dame. On stay, we can't forget Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski and Ernie Nevers, Benny Friedman, Chris Cagle, Don Hudson. Why, across the gridirons came immortals. Immortals that can never be forgotten. Remember Niall Kinnick of Iowa? He's dead now. And what about little Davey O'Brien of Texas Christian and Albie Booth of Yale and a guy who led a great Army team? Light Horse Harry Wilson. And what about the coaches who coached him? Fielding Yost of Michigan, Tad Jones of Yale, Howard Jones of Southern California. And let's not forget the best of them all, the immortal, the man who can't be forgotten, Newt Rockne of Notre Dame. Ah, sure, I know. But we've only started stepping out with a memory tonight. Why, you can't remember the past without bringing back such names as Earl Sandy, Eleanor Holm, Gertrude Ederle, Helen Wills, Bill Tilden, Bobby Jones, Walter Hagen, Tommy Hitchcock, Jesse Owens, Glenn Cunningham. Ah, sure, I know. I know a lot of folks may say that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right. Maybe because I've been stepping out with a memory tonight. Crazy? Crazy because I combine music and sport? I don't think so. Why, others thought of that long before I ever thought to do it. Did you ever hear of a guy who was a golf champion in the city of Chicago? His name was Isham Jones, and he combined music and sports.
For it was he who wrote,
"It had to be you. It had to be you."
Ah, but there were others. The greatest fisherman this country's ever known was a boy who ordered that after he died, his ashes be spread over the waters where he loved to fish. And they were. His name was Vincent Humans.
And it was he who wrote,
"I'm on my hands, you in my arms."
Ah, but by now you must get the idea. Athletes have done a lot for music. And the greatest story of sports and music is the story of George Gershwin. George Gershwin was just another songwriter until one day when a famous baseball player told him,
"Listen, George, take my advice before it's too late, will you? You can do more than just write another song number. Why, you can write the greatest one of them all, if you only will. And I hope I live to hear it."
That famous baseball player did not live to hear it, but George Gershwin did write the greatest musical number of them all, for it was he who wrote The Rhapsody in Blue. Gershwin played it at Carnegie Hall. Had you been close enough, you might have heard him say, "This is it, Christy. This one's for you." And as the music rose upward and upward into the cold night air, somewhere looking down proudly from far above was the man who inspired Gershwin, the man who inspired him to write his famous Rhapsody in Blue, America's greatest pitcher, Mr. Christy Mathewson.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight I'm in Hollywood, California. Next Friday night we'll be back same time, same station, when our guest will be the famous orchestra leader, the creator of Swing and Sway, Sammy Kaye. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. That'll next Friday night at this very same time. This is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Hollywood, California.
And you look so keen, you'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shaving Man, Bill
Stern. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same NBC network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day.